Chimes Radio, original podcast.
The boy who didn't believe in Santa. Like every Christmas season, this year as well, Father Christmas's majestic gift shop in his village in the North Pole had a lot of hustle and bustle. He, along with his elves, was busy preparing the Christmas gifts for children across the world. Every elf had a duty to fulfill. Alabaster Snowball, the keen-looking elf, had the task to make the lists of naughty and good kids. Father Christmas used this list to distribute gifts to good kids and important lessons to the naughty ones. And you know why Alabaster was given this duty? It was because of a special power he had. A very special one. A power almost all of us would like to have. That of being able to see everywhere and know everything. Within the action-packed workshop, Alabaster could be seen closing his eyes, twitching his neck to listen to all the children, and quickly scribbling in his list. He had a long task to complete. While listening to one such wish, he stopped and paid extra attention to a particular conversation. It was a boy named Tom in some distant village talking to his friend Leslie.
"But I'm not quite sure if Santa is real or not," Tom said.
Leslie replied, "Though I have never seen him, but I have always seen a beautiful gift kept beside my bed the very next morning of Christmas Day."
"I have gotten gifts too, but I think that my grandpa used to sneak them to me till last year. But this year, I will not receive any gifts, as Grandpa is no longer with us,"
Tom said sadly. Leslie said,
"Then, if you get a gift this year too, will you believe in Santa?"
"I don't know. I will have to wait till Christmas," said Tom, shrugging.
After hearing this, Alabaster went straight to Father Christmas and narrated everything to him. Father Christmas laughed and admired Tom's ability to reason things out. He called for all the elves, who came running and formed a neat huddle.
"Ho, ho, ho! Let's make Tom believe that I am real!"
Yes, let's go!
Cried all the elves in unison. Few days passed, and finally it was the Christmas Eve. Weather was really cold and it had started to snow. As far as one could see, music, carols, Christmas trees, lights, bells, and cakes filled up each and every street and house in that little village. Toddlers were dressed up as Santa Claus and wandering here and there, adorned in beautiful red fur coats and red Santa caps. Watching everyone from their house window, Tom's father chuckled.
"Do you remember, Tom? When you were like them, Grandpa used to dress you up like Santa."
Tom replied,
"Yes, Daddy, I remember. That was the best time I had with him. I miss Grandpa."
Tom's father gave him a big hug and said, "We all miss him, Tom." Tom and his parents then listened to some Christmas carols, lighted the Christmas tree, and went off to sleep. As the world slept, a distant tune could be heard, which started becoming louder and louder. The night passed, and when Tom woke up in the morning, he found a nicely wrapped gift beside his bed.
"Oh, did Daddy keep the gift this year?"
Tom wondered as he got out of his bed and started unwrapping the gift excitedly. He discovered his favorite video game inside the box. But wait,
there was a letter within the box. He quickly opened it, and what he saw there was unbelievable. He could see the definite strokes of his grandpa's handwriting. This thing amazed him. How could grandpa write this letter from heaven? Tom started reading the letter. Dear Tom, I am delighted to see you growing and flourishing. Here I am sending your favorite video game through Father Christmas. But don't keep playing it the whole day. Also focus on your studies side by side. Most importantly, don't stop believing in magic. Love, Grandpa. Tom could sense tears in his eyes, but they were tears of joy. He immediately rushed to Leslie's house, not waiting to tell her that he too now believes in Santa Claus.